T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Angino in for Marty. It will be for the next week and a half until he's back from vacation. Then I'll go back to hosting, co-hosting rather, with Lynn Hayes Freeland from noon until 3. Lynn running solo today, beginning at noon. Earlier we were talking about former governor, former secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, saying that the president's personal militia, as he described it, would not be welcomed in Pennsylvania. He would not want them to come here. And he says that they should not go anywhere without a state's permission. We talked to Paul Viola, security analyst with CBS, about his assessment about what's happening out in Portland, the political ramifications with Leonard Steinhorn. Now the issue of the legal position that the president has in doing this. He is already facing challenges in the courts as a result of these maneuvers. And with us right now, the guy that I go to all the time when it comes to legal issues like this, it's Bruce Ankoviak from St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And Bruce, welcome back to KDKA Radio. Good to have you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Well, your thoughts about the legal standing that the president has in sending in federal law enforcement to cities like Portland and potentially other cities across the country as well?
A president has authority based upon a statute that was passed during the administration of Thomas Jefferson. It's called the Insurrection Act, and it permits the defendant to send in U.S. military troops in a time when actions of that nature are deemed by him to be necessary to quell insurrectionist activity. This has been used a number of times in the history of the country. General Grant used it against the Ku Klux Klan. When he believed that the Klan was trying to reverse the policies that were being made to implement the 13th and 14th Amendment, it was used by President Eisenhower at times when African-American students were enrolling in previously white-only schools, and there was insufficient protection in his mind given by the local authorities to those students. It was used by President Bush in the wake of the riots in Los Angeles, in the wake of the Rodney King incident. So there is ample precedent for a president having the legal authority to do this. As you have already pointed out, This is a highly political president will pay a high political price for this, because it is essentially, particularly if it is done over the objection of local authorities, it comes at a political price. But nonetheless, the authority for the president to do this is there and has been there for a long time.
Secretary Ridge saying that he should be cooperating with states and that it would be wrong to do this without a state's permission. But it sure seems to me, based upon the list of times that you just rattled off, going all the way back to Grant, that there were times when federal officials went into states to bring about an aspect of order, and it was not welcomed by local authorities.
Clearly not. But nonetheless, you know, the authority there, and the authority was to enforce federal interests. The implementation of the 13th and 14th Amendments in the case of President Grant, and indeed in the case of President Eisenhower, the Supreme Court had just ruled, striking down in Brown versus Board of Education the segregationist schools that had existed systematically in many areas, and he decided that this means of enforcement was necessary because there was. And anybody who was alive at the time remembers the very active opposition to that monumental Supreme Court decision that came down, the state governors who openly defied it and would have placed those students who were taking advantage of that ruling in considerable peril if there was not adequate protection. So, yeah, it has oftentimes not been done with the full support of the local states, but it has been done for the purpose of enforcing a federal interest. In all circumstances, whenever you're engaged in any sort of law enforcement activity, it is much better to have everybody on the same page and everybody cooperating with it, because in that way, the most effective law enforcement means can be carried out. But there are times when that cooperation is simply not going to happen.
Bruce Ankoviak joining us from St. Vincent College in La Trobe. When it comes to the president and him sending the troops, some have argued, listen, it's just an issue of him sending in, not troops, but law enforcement officials, to just protect federal property and federal interest in that city in Portland. Is there a difference when it comes to that? And if he decides to send in federal law enforcement to cities like Chicago to try to put that city and bring greater calm to that city, or other cities like Detroit or New York for that matter?
That's a different question. Federal laws are applicable in all of these states. There are federal laws about firearms trafficking. There are federal laws about large-scale drug trafficking. And if any administration believes that a greater degree of law enforcement of those statutes is needed in a particular area, they have the ability to add personnel to those tasks and task them with that mission. So this is something outside the issue of troops. This is, look, you know, there is a huge illegal firearms traffic in this particular area, and it is resulting in multiple shooting deaths. There are federal laws against that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send in additional agents from the ATF or other agencies for the purpose of enforcing those laws. That clearly is within the purview of the executive branch.
Bruce Ankoviak joining us from St. Vincent College in La Trobe on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Bruce, thank you very much for your time. I always appreciate the insights.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.